And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 21st of August, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist Robert Stone, born Brooklyn, 1937, raised by his mother, who was schizophrenic, and when she went into an institution, he went into a Catholic orphanage. Sometimes he and his mother would drive cross-country and end up in a Salvation Army shelter or a random hotel. He said, "My early life was very strange. I was a solitary. Radio fashioned my imagination." Dropped out of high school, joined the Navy, moved to New York City, worked as a copy boy at the Daily News, went briefly to NYU, got married, moved to New Orleans. And there he was inspired to write his first novel entitled A Hall of Mirrors, which came out in 1967. Robert Stone served as a correspondent in Vietnam for a British magazine, where he got material to come home and write the novel Dog Soldiers. Came out in 1974, story of a burnt-out playwright, John Converse, who leaves the fading counterculture of California to work as a correspondent in Vietnam and ends up smuggling heroin out of the country. It won the National Book Award. Robert Stone said, "Writing is lonely. Most of the time you're in a room by yourself. Writers spend more time in rooms, staying awake in quiet rooms, than they do hunting lions in Africa. So it's a bad life for a person because it's so lonely and because it consists of such highs and lows. And there's not always anywhere to take these emotional states. It's a life that's tough to sustain without falling prey to some kind of beguiling diversion that's not good for you." It's the birthday of the poet X.J. Kennedy, born Joseph Charles Kennedy, Dover, New Jersey, 1929. Grew up working class, Irish. His father was a timekeeper at the local boiler factory. He recited poems to his son, who went off to college and started writing poetry of his own. Served in the Navy for 4 years. He said, "I enlisted in the Navy to avoid serving in the infantry. I'd also been reading Moby Dick, and I had a rather glamorous view of the seas." His first book of poetry came out in 1961, Nude Descending a Staircase. Gone on to publish many books of children's poems, including Gastly's Goops and Pincushions, and his big collection, The Lords of Misrule, poems 1992 to 2002. X.J. Kennedy, who said, "I like poems where you don't really know whether to laugh or cry when you read them." Here's a poem for today by X.J. Kennedy, entitled Decor. "This funky pizza parlor decks its walls with family portraits, some descendant junked, ornately framed, the scrap from dealers' halls, their names and all who cherished them, defunct. These pallid ladies in strict corsets locked, these gentlemen in yokes of celluloid. What are they now? Poor human cuckoo clocks, fixed faces doomed to hang and look annoyed. While down they stare, in helpless resignation, from painted backdrops, waterfalls and trees, on blue-jeaned lovers making assignation over a pepperoni double cheese." Decor by X.J. Kennedy, from his collection In a Prominent Bar in Secaucus, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses leverage a powerful form of advertising, online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vedder, written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.